Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running.
Oh my God! 911 emergency?
Get an ambulance out here!
What you're about to see in the next 60 minutes is real. Real cops. Real crooks. Real cases. Everything from state-of-the-art training to terrifying shootouts. The most reckless criminals, the most bizarre and unusual crimes ever captured on tape. From high-speed chases to robbery in progress. From impossible rescues to insane crimes of passion. We've gathered this amazing video from departments all over the world. Much of it has never been seen outside the law enforcement community. What you see may shock you, frighten you, anger you. But we bring it to you for one reason. Because knowledge is power. A power that could save your life.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. I spent 27 years in law enforcement, and the mission was always the same, to protect and serve. In the next 60 minutes, you're gonna see for yourself just what it takes to carry out that mission.
Manning, South Carolina. Lieutenant Preston Stukes makes a routine traffic stop, but what happens next will be anything but routine. The driver of the van is only 14. He has no business even being on the road, let alone in a high-speed chase. The lieutenant is right on him, but the boy suddenly changes direction with a high-speed U-turn.
We turn around and head back towards start engine.
As the kid speeds faster and faster, he starts to lose control, swerving from lane to lane.
He's driving in the left lane.
And when he passes other vehicles, he's courting disaster. Lieutenant Stukes does some precision maneuvering of his own. Watch as he speeds past a massive backhoe and prays that the 20-ton tractor keeps its distance. What happens next is terrifying. Just getting away isn't enough for this boy. He is now brazenly challenging the oncoming traffic to a twisted game of chicken.
He's trying to cause an accident, running people off the road.
The van passes a stunned big rig driver in a crazy dance of death. The truck almost loses control. Lieutenant Stukes is left to wonder, does this kid think he's invincible, or is he on a suicide mission? The hanging bumper is the result of one brush with death.
He's not going to stop, 60.
Now watch closely as the boy challenges another motorist to his next game of chicken.
Slowing in motion. Been off.
The suspect attempts to avoid the oncoming van, and then it happens. He finally loses control. The oncoming vehicle clips the boy's van, and it plunges into the ditch in a burst of flames. An 18-wheeler can't stop skidding. It jackknifes off the road. Lieutenant Stukes fears that any death wish this kid may have had has now come true. Then, unbelievably, the suspect emerges and runs from the vehicle, virtually unharmed. Within minutes, he's apprehended, and this reckless youth won't be behind a wheel anytime again soon.
102, we got 17 cut.
There were no winners in this sick game of chicken, only survivors. In spite of terrifying moments like these, no one was seriously injured in this shocking pursuit. No one is more vulnerable on the job than a convenience store clerk. For them, proper security can mean the difference between life and death. In Sherman, Texas, a man enters a convenience store wearing a Halloween mask. He points a gun at the female clerk, but the clerk doesn't flinch.
Is that real?
Maybe she thinks the gun is part of his costume. Or maybe it's because she's surrounded by bulletproof glass.
I ain't got no money.
Open it up.
I ain't got no money.
Open it up.
I'm on the phone with somebody right now.
Frustrated, the wannabe robber sticks the gun in the cash tray. The clerk grabs the suspect's hand.
Don't mess around with the gun.
Give it quick.
I can't, man.
He's losing his grip on the gun.
Let go.
This armed robbery attempt is history. The suspect has no choice but to leave the gun and run for it. Thanks to some modern security measures and quick thinking, she saved her life. Alma, Arkansas, it's January 1st, and the driver of this blazer is ringing in the new year by running from the law.
Westbound.
He's already run several roadblocks, but now he's tailed by Officer Marty Harris of the Alma PD.
PD, get the Van Buren units, get them ready.
Harris swings around to try to block the driver. But the suspect has other ideas.
We're about to crash.
Suddenly, the suspect rams Officer Harris off the road. But it's going to take a lot more than that to stop this cop.
Westbound, still passing the 35-mile marker.
The officer coordinates a rolling roadblock.
Watch it, boys, you're ramming.
As the suspect approaches, cops appear to block each lane. But to block the entire road would only invite disaster. Police leave the shoulders open and a small seam between each cruiser. They hope to stop this guy, but they'll settle for slowing him down. It doesn't work. The driver spots the open shoulder and goes for it.
He runs the roadblock, PD. We're westbound still.
But Officer Harris still has a few tricks of his own. He gets on the radio with some truckers.
Big trucks, try to get side by side if you can, side by side.
The 14-ton semis block both lanes. The suspect brakes, but incredibly, he veers wide again. Now the suspect guns it. New Year's traffic combined with high-speed desperation can only bring disaster. The cops have no choice but to try another roadblock. The suspect swerves to exit, then shoots back on the highway. But Officer Harris is relentless. He stays right with him. Speeds now top 120 miles an hour.
Everybody, use caution.
Suddenly, cops get the break they were hoping for.
13 exit penny.
Get off of it.
The driver makes a final desperate attempt to shake the police. He flies over a median, but his car can't take the abuse.
He blew a tire. We're still northbound. Stand by. Call him lane.
His only chance now is to make it home.
Going home, Marty.
If he gets there, the suspect might force a dangerous standoff, and cops don't want to take that chance.
Okay, we're trying to lock it up. Stand by.
The suspect loses control, and Officer Harris is on him in seconds. This guy is starting off New Year with charges of felony evasion and assault. It's just a friendly holiday reminder from the men and women of the Alma PD. If you're thinking about running in Alma,
going home, Marty.
Think again. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Video. The hottest moments yet. Officers in Alabama burn up the road. Riders all over the world set the night on fire, and sparks fly in Arkansas when a hot-wired truck must be stopped. Action so scorching, so combustible, you will feel the blast. Next.
We've got the canine on site.
At 100 miles an hour, there is no room for air. On the front lines of battle, there is no time for fear. When the stakes are this high, there are no second chances. Locksley, Alabama, where Chief of Police Ed Vaughn works patrol.
Daytime is usually the slowest time, so I'm usually on duty by myself during the day, handling all the calls from motorist assist to felony cases, just whatever happens to come up.
This man drove off without paying for gas. When the chief asks for his license, the suspect peels out. From years of experience, the chief knows to wait and see exactly which way this young hothead's going to run. He thinks it can get away by cutting across the gravel parking lot. But Chief Vaughn knows every back road and all the shortcuts.
He re-entered the four-lane highway that runs through our town, heading south towards Robertsdale, which is about 8 miles away.
The chief spots the suspect on a collision course with a semi. 1 second faster, and this chase would have been over.
I thought he was going to hit it. When he missed it, I thought he did a pretty good job of driving.
Then the suspect tries to outwit the chief by cutting around a delivery truck. But Chief Vaughn knows all he has to do is follow the trail of dust.
He's southbound on 59, southbound on 59.
Other officers set up a roadblock on the highway. Desperate, the suspect cuts across an open field. The officers team up, sending an unmarked cruiser with four-wheel drive. The chief decides to cut off another avenue of escape.
Across an old railroad bed, through some high weeds, and back out on the highway.
The suspect has taken an old dirt road, a road the chief has been down 1,000 times before. An enthusiastic rookie gets there first and almost wipes out turning the corner. But Chief Vaughn never skips a beat.
He's turning off, going back towards 59 on 54.
The suspect leads the chief back to the paved roadway and into the town of Robertsdale, where the desperate driver makes his big mistake.
It was 10:50, we're in Robertsdale, the lead squad.
Even after the wreck, it takes a squad of officers to pull the resisting suspect from the car.
It's a
hand up! The car he was in turned out to be stolen. He pled guilty to that and was transferred to the state of Florida where he stole the car.
This suspect thought he could come to Locksley and steal gas. All the attendant had to do was call Chief Ed Vaughn, who still goes out on regular patrol and never quits until the job is done. Thunder in the Brazilian countryside. An armed guerrilla group known as MST is storming a farmhouse. Their goal is to claim the unused land for the peasant class. But these Robin Hoods are far from being noble bandits. They use terror and intimidation to get what they want. Soon, trucks full of MST sympathizers arrive on the scene. They've come to stake their claim. Soon, the aggressive new occupants flood the compound. While many Brazilians support the MST's goals, many despise its tactics. In Sao Paulo, a mob of MST supporters tries to invade a government building. And police are caught in the middle. The mob unleashes its anger on a car full of government workers. They terrify the passengers by pummeling their vehicle. Watch what happens to one of the demonstrators when the driver takes off. He clings to the fleeing car, but is quickly thrown to the pavement. Meanwhile, officers push back the mob's front line. While the demonstrators consider their next move, police help them make their decision with a show of force. Finally, the crowd disperses, but everyone knows the MST will strike again soon. MST guerrillas terrorize Brazil from the farm country to the city streets. But no matter how worthy their cause may be, if it involves violence, police will do their job and keep the peace. St. Francis County, Arkansas. A cop pulls over a flatbed truck for speeding.
County, I'm stopping that truck here at St. Francis River Bridge.
The teenage driver starts to cooperate.
Hey, step back here. Step back here. Shut your door.
But he suddenly gets second thoughts. and speeds off. The officer races after him.
Running from me. It's one young white male, probably about 17 years of age.
The teenager veers off the highway.
We're going in the rest area. Going in the rest area.
He takes a dangerous shortcut through the rest stop. But the officer never loses sight of him and quickly catches up. The pursuit heads back onto the highway.
Okay, we're getting back on interstate, back on interstate.
This massive vehicle is easily twice, possibly three times the size of a police cruiser. The cops know that a police roadblock would be no match for this speeding flatbed truck. But there is one vehicle that is, the 18-wheeler. The officer requests some assistance from truckers down the road. But the big rigs can't respond on such short notice. The teenager easily flies past them. Now only one highway lane is open. The cop tries to use that to his advantage. He radios another trucker for support.
He's stopping.
Looks like the teenager's trapped. But suddenly, he makes a sharp U-turn and escapes. The officer can't believe it. This is bad news for the police. There are no trucks to help in this direction. If he continues down this way, the cops may lose him for good. The officer needs to get him going back the other way. But how? The officer pulls out in front of the flatbed and slams on his brakes, forcing the teenager to make a U-turn. Now he's headed right toward the trap. Two big rigs have formed a roadblock. Having no choice, the teenager veers towards the exit, where officers are waiting. With his wheels blown out, the suspect knows there's no way to control a truck this size. He takes off on foot, but the cops quickly take him down. Tonight, police and truckers work together to stop a reckless teenager. The result? One driver who won't be driving anything for 5 to 10 years. Next, on World's Wildest Police Videos.
We've got the canine on site.
The brainless. And the painless. Clueless car thieves lose their way.
You're gonna run right into right there.
Reckless runaways ditch their car. Fearless officers get their man. Chases that will leave you breathless. Moments that will leave you speechless.
Never mind.
Do not put your hands down.
That's a first, and I ain't no spring chicken.
They want to take your car. They want to take your freedom. They want to take your life. What they get instead is more trouble than they've ever dreamed of. Arkansas, Texas state line. Car thieves led police on a 90-mile marathon run back to Texas.
We're in pursuit. 10-3.
Copy 10-31.
Jailhouse friends told the suspects that out-of-state cops can't touch them in Texas. Dumb enough to believe them, the thieves made a run for the Lone Star State. Arkansas troopers are right on their tail.
Be advised, I'm right on him.
Crossing into Texas, the car screams onto the highway. The suspects barely escape mix-up with a cement truck. The truck driver makes a life-saving move and swings into the far left lane.
Yeah, he almost lost it there. Watch out.
The driver takes the turn too fast and loses control. Stepping out of the car onto Texas soil, they're amazed.
Do not put your hands down.
They thought they were untouchable.
Put your hands on your head.
These misinformed felons will have plenty of time to get straight on Texas law. Back in jail with their friends.
Do not put your hands down.
Most people who get pulled over know what they did wrong. But when a cop tries to give somebody a break, some people don't know how to react.
Whitfield County, Georgia. Sergeant Gary Stevens pulls an 18-wheeler over for driving in the passing lane.
How you doing, sir?
The old trucker exits his vehicle. He knows why he was pulled over.
And I know why he pulled over.
Yeah, I was in the third lane.
But the man has a good reason.
That young fella in that pickup truck in front of me, he passed me, and as soon as he got in front of me, he slowed down. Well, you know they do it. Never mind, I've done it.
The officer sees this man isn't trying to make excuses. He feels awful about breaking the law.
Go ahead and plead your case.
Well, that's it. I'm done. Hell, I've done it. I should never have...
This kind of honesty is unheard of. The driver won't even try to talk his way out of the ticket.
You can't... Never mind.
The sergeant is so impressed, he decides to do things a little differently.
Well, what do you think I ought to do to you?
I don't know. You're the boss.
Well, I'm going to let you make the decision.
It takes a moment for the offer to sink in.
Huh?
There's no need to check his hearing aid. The veteran trucker heard right.
That's good. I'm going to let you make the decision tonight, since you're being so honest and upright. Whatever you decide is what I'll do.
It should be an easy answer. But the driver's in shock.
Well, I'd like to go on, but I know that ain't fair. I mean, I done it. You see me. Never mind.
You're the police. I'm the truck driver now. You make the decision.
At this point, the trucker is completely baffled.
Never been put in a predicament like this, have you?
No, sir. That's a first, and I ain't no spring chicken.
The officer is enjoying this, but all the trucker can do is scratch his head.
You think I'm playing with you, don't you?
Yeah.
Well,
but the trucker is no closer to making a decision.
So what are you going to do? You're the police.
I'm.
Sergeant Stevens tries again.
See, we all ain't bad cop. So what you going to do?
I'm going to stand here and not believe what I'm hearing.
All this guy has to do is say the word and he drives away scot-free. But he can't do it.
I'm. You're getting more fun out of this and I'm so frustrated. I feel like an old maid talking about sex and never had a hot kiss.
Finally, the man makes a decision.
So what you going to do?
I don't...
You're the police now.
Well, I said I'd let you go, but I'd give you hell, I suppose.
And with a handshake and a smile, the trucker gets away with just a warning.
Well, this is a first for me.
Okay. Well, you head that way and have a safe trip, all right?
Thank you, officer.
All right, be careful.
It's a cop's job to stop traffic violators. But when officers decide to cut someone a break, it can leave a person speechless.
Never mind. No.
Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City. It's the home of American car making and a growing number of car thefts. But police are fighting back. Just outside Detroit, these undercover officers have been trying to crack a ring of professional car thieves. Finally, after months of effort, the car thieves agree to abide.
Camera is rolling. We have them covered.
A black Fiero circles the parking lot. The man inside is the scout, just making sure that everything looks okay.
Okay, we've got three more vehicles entering the lot.
10-4, three vehicles entering the lot.
Moments later, three cars arrive carrying four suspects. The leader casually approaches the undercover officers.
Looking good so far, all units standby.
The cops go over to inspect the goods. The suspect in the white sweatshirt is the muscle, the one with a weapon. He moves into position to cover the deal just in case something goes wrong. But months of delicate maneuvering appear to have paid off. The suspects look very relaxed and eager to make some cash. The car checks out, and the crook's money man steps in. Countless hours of undercover work come down to this moment. If the suspects smell a setup, the whole deal is off. But if they take the cash, all hell will break loose.
The deal's been made. The guy's been paid.
And it does.
All units move in. Go, go, go.
Cops swarm the lot. Officers have to move quickly to secure the suspects. They can't afford to let any suspect get away. Because when they do, this is what happens. A desperate car thief leads police on a furious chase.
He's running on us here.
Blazing through residential streets at 60 miles an hour, he jumps on the highway. but his truck begins to show signs of abuse. A tire blows out. Somehow maintaining control, the suspect makes a quick exit, racing right toward town at 80 miles per hour on only three good wheels. But after blowing through cross traffic, it's back on the highway, the hard way. The patrol car eats his dust as officers on foot scramble for their lives. Then he does the unthinkable. The suspect careens into opposing traffic and drives straight through. Incredibly, the officers stay right with him. But on the other side, the truck gets grounded in the rough terrain. The driver makes a run for it.
Okay, he's bailing out. We have a foot pursuit.
Backup units arrive just in time. Moments later, officers give the suspect a one-way ride to jail. Catching car thieves takes patience, timing, and persistence. They'll do whatever it takes to get away. But it's up to the police to make sure they don't. Escape in the night. It used to be so easy. But fortunately, the police now have a secret weapon. It's called FLIR. And now they can see in the dark.
The camera's rolling.
This helicopter is equipped with FLIR, forward-looking infrared. By turning heat into light, it can track fleeing criminals at night. If they've got a beating heart, they can be seen. Albuquerque, New Mexico. After ditching their stolen Jeep, three suspects flee on foot.
Just north of where they ditched their vehicle.
Looking for cover, they head to a nearby school.
Subjects are south of the school.
Ducking between the buildings, the three are confident they can evade the police. But the cops are watching their every move.
Okay, subjects are now at the southwest corner of the school by the portable buildings.
Suddenly, they make a desperate run towards a fence.
Subjects are coming out. They're still all together.
But when this cruiser races down the street,
there are a unit just passed him.
The three men panic and sprint off in the opposite direction.
Subjects have turned around and they're running northbound again.
The pilot coordinates the suspect's position with the ground units.
Suspects are just off to your east. They're starting to run.
I can see them.
Got a unit coming around the corner. You're going to run right into right there. Looks like we've got an officer in a 32 with one of the suspects.
Before he knows what hit him, the suspect is down. Moments later, a K-9 unit arrives and busts the other two.
We've got the K-9 on site and the tape is running.
When high crime meets high tech,
the camera's rolling.
Criminals like this don't stand a chance. Thanks to FLIR,
you're gonna run right into right there.
These car thieves won't be seeing the light of day for 3 to 5 years. Still ahead.
Oh my God!
The world's wildest police videos. The pressure is on. How do you stop a driver this drunk? How do you shut down a mob this violent? How do you end a standoff this deadly? You send in the best officers in the world. Incredible cops. And their amazing canine partners. Next. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised. Madmen on the loose. Drunks. Thieves. And murderers. Who's going to stand between you and insanity? Lake Dallas, Texas. This vehicle isn't swerving to avoid anything in its path. It's swerving because its driver is drunk. Incredibly drunk. When a second patrol cruiser appears, it startles the suspect.
Oh my God!
Another car is pulled over to get out of harm's way. But with the driver this intoxicated, no place is safe. Seconds later, the suspect tries to fake out the officers. He suddenly veers onto an interchange. But the cops aren't about to let him slip away. It's not easy to stop a drunk driver on an 80-mile-an-hour rampage, especially when he's not afraid to cut across two lanes of crowded traffic. This guy's so plastered, he can't figure out how to get around this semi. Finally, he skirts past it, only to find police units waiting ahead. The suspect charges toward them, but they have a surprise waiting. Spike strips.
County Badge, you need to back off. They're going to throw the spikes out.
The units fall back. Another cruiser races up to drop the spikes. Bullseye. The car staggers back and forth across the road like a wounded animal. The driver grapples with the steering wheel. But even sober, this car would be beyond his control. Before long, the struggle gets the better of the man and his car. This man is a sobering example of how dangerous an intoxicated driver can be. Fortunately, the cops were able to stop him before his drunken rampage ended with a body count. Terrified victim. Hardened criminals. Officers on edge. Hostage situations are hell on earth. At the center of these crises are veteran hostage negotiators, like Captain Bill Young.
There's some psychology involved. There's a lot of language skills that need to be developed. But by far and away, the best training for a hostage negotiator is going out on these situations, because no two of them are ever alike.
In San Antonio, officers respond to a hostage situation. Inside this store, a distraught man is holding his ex-wife and her boyfriend at gunpoint. This is where a negotiator's job starts.
Well, usually when we arrive there and the situation's at its peak, the first thing we do is just stop doing everything. We're trying to slow the situation down.
Hold your fire, hold your fire.
While the gunman focuses on the police, the victims are able to escape from the store. Police help them out of the line of fire. They're scared and one victim has been beaten, but at least they're safe. With the gunman now alone, the SWAT team is able to end the standoff without loss of innocent life. In Oakland, a man holds a child hostage in a car. The police call for a negotiator, but the suspect won't even acknowledge the officers. For a negotiator, it's a nightmare.
Well, one of the worst things that can happen to you is when you show up on a scene and you start negotiating and you're not getting any response.
But it turns out the hostage taker isn't being stubborn. He's deaf. At least the police now know how to communicate. A professional sign language interpreter helps the officers. With every gesture, the police hope they are moving toward a peaceful resolution. Still, negotiations last beyond sundown and through the night. But time is on the negotiator's side, and by morning, his patience pays off. The man gives the child to an officer. He's arrested without a shot being fired. A tragedy is avoided, thanks to the resourceful negotiator. In North Carolina, police face a situation where negotiation may not be enough. In this car, an armed bank robber has taken a teller hostage after a botched heist. Police are tense. A hostage taker in a car is bad news.
Very quickly, you can't allow that suspect to go on the road with that hostage.
A police negotiator approaches the car, trying to defuse the situation. But when he sees an opening, the negotiator strikes like lightning. The hostage taker is careless with the gun for just an instant. In that split second, the negotiator is able to disarm him. The officer instantly bends the man's wrist into a painful and crippling control hold. Meanwhile, the hostage is safely removed from the other side. Hostage negotiations can end in fear, or in relief, or with decisive action. But whenever they end well, it's thanks to hostage negotiators like Bill Young. London, England. 50,000 people demonstrate against higher taxes. It means a peaceful, well-organized protest against a voting tax they say is unfair. Then it happens. A handful of rowdies starts throwing bottles at nearby police. Police order them to disperse, but some refuse. It sparks a violent clash that quickly spreads. unarmed bobbies are forced to give way to riot police. Mounted reinforcements enter Trafalgar Square, only to be pelted with rocks and bottles. The Horse Brigade moves forward. One woman can't get out of the way in time. Onlookers risk their lives to pull the woman to safety. Meanwhile, the mob grows more violent, attacking police vehicles. Police try to regroup, while looters take advantage of the chaos. Riot police make another stand, but not before protesters set fire to the city. As the evening comes, the number of arrests mount. But in the end, several hundred people are injured, including unarmed police.
I was in a stooping position, and I believe I then got kicked in the face and received the injury that you can see to my eye.
Government officials blame a handful of troublemakers for starting the riot. Meanwhile, protest organizers say rioting was the last thing on their mind when their peaceful march began. Still to come, on World's Wildest Police Videos, the police dog, an officer's best friend, a crook's worst nightmare. They're fast and fearless. Their senses are keen. Their loyalty is fierce. Bad guys, they'd better beware. Top dogs, armed with nothing but speed and courage, they take on the world's most dangerous criminals. Police dogs. To law enforcement officers, man's best friend is more than just a partner. A canine is a very valuable crime-fighting tool. They can track illegal drugs, ticking bombs, or violent fugitives. They have tremendous speed, strength, and agility. Their very presence on a scene can bring about a swift resolution. What more could an officer want in a partner? Melbourne, Australia. A crowd gathers as the city's busiest intersection comes to a halt. The center of attention is a disturbed man brandishing a razor-sharp sword. His only demand, the police shoot him.
We both understand that we have to stay here and look at that.
The suspect's girlfriend tries to reason with him. When she's unsuccessful, authorities close in. With negotiations stalled, police try showering him with pepper spray. The suspect only laughs. Next, he's pelted with extremely painful beanbag shots. Incredibly, he stands his ground. Nothing fazes this guy. But then, a police dog goes in for the tackle and brings an end to the siege. For several hours, one man kept the city at a standstill. In a matter of seconds, one dog brought it back to normal. When all else fails, a canine is the perfect last resort before using deadly force. Boca Raton, Florida. A smash-and-grab burglary suspect is on the loose in a quiet neighborhood. While in Studio City, California, police sound a warning to a robber who has fled a holdup. In both cases, authorities don't know if the men are armed. In both cases, innocent lives are at risk. Before long, both suspects learn they may be able to run from the law, but they definitely can't hide from a police dog. With a canine on your ass, your escape is over before it begins. He can sniff out a suspect a half a mile away and pick up a track more than an hour old. London, England. An infrared camera follows as a man leads police on a deadly high-speed chase. Just when it looks like he may get away, he finds he has nowhere to go. Not ready to give up, the driver jumps from his vehicle and runs into the night. While the darkness may slow police down, it's no problem for a police dog. The suspect barely takes off before the canine takes him down. capable of speeds up to 35 miles an hour, a foot chase for a police dog is just another run in the park. Auckland, New Zealand. A crazed man wields a shotgun in a standoff with police. After firing a few shots to show he means business, the suspect retreats behind closed doors. He returns, toting twin shotguns and wearing an ammunition belt. Although he appears calm, in reality, this guy is a loose cannon. He's so dangerous, he accidentally fires one of his own weapons. Police aren't taking any chances as they surround the area. With the stakes growing by the minute, a canine named Luke charges the gunman and is fired on immediately. When two more dogs are sent to his aid, the suspect is forced back inside, allowing the wounded dog to return to his handler. With the standoff far from over, police reposition themselves. This time, another canine catches the suspect off guard. The takedown is complete. Once again, a potentially deadly situation is avoided thanks to a police dog. As for Luke, after a lengthy recovery, he was given a clean bill of health and a silver medal for his exceptional bravery in the line of duty. A good police dog makes the job look easy, but K-9 teams go through hundreds of hours of training.
Get it, buddy.
It starts with basic obedience and agility. Then tracking and searching behaviors are added. By the time these skills are mastered, the relationship between dog and handler is unlike anything an officer will ever know. It's a bond that can mean the difference between life and death. And in a minute, you'll see how. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, one brave police dog, one terrifying shootout. It's courage under fire. Next. In dangerous situations, a police officer needs to know he can rely on his partner. K-9 teams are no different. Nashville, Tennessee. A call goes out over the radio.
All units, be it past bank robbery in progress. Stand by for further assignment.
An armed bank robber has fled into some woods. A K-9 unit responds. Officer Terry Burnett and his partner Aaron. They head off into the trees. As a news cameraman moves in for a closer look, a burst of gunfire rings out. Bullets fly everywhere. Officer Burnett emerges from the woods, wounded. But he's not the only officer down. Moments later, a bleeding Aaron is loaded into the back of a patrol car. As the partners are rushed from the scene for medical attention, a SWAT sharpshooter arrives to finish the job that Aaron started. In the end, Officer Burnett suffered only minor injuries, but the wounds Aaron received shielding his partner from gunfire were fatal. Hundreds of fellow officers from all over the South pay their respects to their fallen comrade.
If it hadn't have been for him doing what he was trained to do and doing what he loved to do out there, myself, my backup officer, several other officers could have been killed. So yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that Aaron saved my life.
When it comes to fighting crime, canines have the skills and the know-how to pick up where their human counterparts leave off. Obedient and dedicated, fearless and loyal, they are the ultimate partners.
There's no doubt in my mind that Aaron saved my life.
And sometimes, much, much more. They just call it a job.
He's running from me.
But it's a job that means the difference between order and chaos. A job that puts their lives on the line every day.
Do not put your hands down.
They may call it a job, but the rest of the world calls it courage.